Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the Theater Lady.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, welcome back to BV, the old Berg Vivant.
I'm happy to be here.
What are we talking about today?
Well,
over cocktails here.
I think I will have a little sip. Mm.
No, my it's good. Spring is here. This is medicinal. Mm. It's good for the senses.
Oh, my throat feels better already.
Very good.
There we go.
I can't feel mine anymore, but please, begin.
I saw the Three Sisters.
All three of them.
All three of them.
That's, Ghana, Paya, and Daya, the Rhea sisters. Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
Keep going. Sorry.
Jeez. This was a show put on by the Carnegie Mellon School of Drama at the Philip Chosky Theater in the Purnell Center for the Arts, right on campus. First time I was there, the theater space is lovely inside.
Yes, it is very nice.
And this, of course, is the Chekhov play that first played in Moscow in 1901.
First time seeing it?
Yes, it was my first time seeing it.
Well, you can check it off your list. Huh? Really?
That was.
You're so kind to laugh at that. You are so kind.
Well, that was so corny. I didn't want to embarrass you. I had to laugh.
No, I embarrassed myself, please.
But it was a visually beautiful, stunningly beautiful production. When I walked in and looked at that set, I just wanted to be there. Mm. It was set in an apartment or a house in England that was occupied by the three Russian sisters and their brother, who had no greater desire in the world than to get back to Moscow. That's all they wanted. They were in this provincial little town. They felt like it was beneath them. They were not happy there. And this was actually a comedy by Chekhov, which I know, hard to believe, right? It dark comedy.
Well, a comedy by Chekhov might be a parlor drama.
He himself called it a comedy. But the first act had a lot of comedy in it, actually. Mm. There were some very funny lines. And act two, of course, was the complete opposite. All the darkness that can be a part of Chekhov's plays sneaked in and kind of promised to eliminate anything that was full of light or joy or happiness. But the characters were so well developed, and all of the characters gave vibrant performances. I'd like to start with, I have to peek because it was such a huge cast. Mm-hmm. The one sister, Irina, started out with this radiance about her and this lightness and this beauty, and her, she just glowed. And then as she got into the mundane everyday life of work, which she thought would give her life meaning, she discovered it was no more satisfying than a life of being idle rich. So all the
now see I don't
radiance,
know about that. I might take idle rich.
I'd like to try it, that's for sure. But all the radiance drained, and she even looked differently.
And you know, she was played by
Irina was played by Olivia Lemon. Her one sister, Masha, was played by Colleen Pulaski, and she was very, very unhappily married to a high school teacher, Cooligan, who was played by Austin Murray, and he was just a lovable kind of lummox guy, not real smart, but just very loyal and very true, and I think he really gained the audience's empathy. Especially because his wife had an affair.
Oh my.
With Vershinin, who was played by David Paterson, and I loved this character because he was this dashing officer on the one hand, but kind of a bumbler on the other, and these are all CMU students, but yet he played that believably as an older man, which I enjoyed. The other sister, Olga, was a teacher, and she was played by Kelsey Carthew, and she didn't appear to ever feel too much lightness. She was
living
the life of drudgery as a teacher. And their brother,
kind of like the Dorothy Zbornak of the group.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's a good comparison. And Andre, the brother, was played by Ben Edelman. And he was supposed to be the scholarly, scientific kind of guy that just his dreams were never reached. Mm. And he married Natasha, who was played by Catherine Dillon. And Natasha started out as this kind of likable character that was not as privileged in her life as the sisters were and the brother. And after they married, she turned into a really obnoxious tyrant.
So what can you tell me about the actual performances of these characters rather than how they're written in the script, how these actors and actresses did?
That's what I was telling you. They performed it as it was written, so each one of them was perfect in their role and portraying exactly what they were supposed to be. That was kind of my point. When they weren't just written that way, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. This was a show that will convert anybody to be a Chekhov fan, whether you are or not. And I think it's a must-see, especially for Chekhov fans. It was directed by Pamela Berlin, who is not a student. She's a very accomplished director, and she's directed all over the country, New York, Kennedy Center.
Oh, very good.
So her directing style was evident in how clearly all the characters were defined. And it runs through April 25th.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.